With SDPB News, I'm Jeremy Ludeman. A group of farmers are collecting hay for farms damaged by wildfires in the Midwest. Jed Olbertson is a South Dakota hay, grain, and livestock farmer. He and a group of Facebook friends started the effort this week. He says the project has taken off quickly and has spread to areas across the country.
There's hundreds and hundreds of miles of fence that need to be replaced, and that's about $10,000 a mile for materials and labor. There are Mennonite crews that are en route from two states providing fencing crews free of charge. Now, some people have lost quite a bit of livestock, unfortunately. But right now, the big thing is to try to get some feed to these people. One county in Kansas is 85% burned.
Olbertson says they're working to set up monetary donations to pay for transportation. He says the first shipment of hay is scheduled to leave next week from Beersford. Hundreds of people rallied outside the White House and President Donald Trump's Washington, D.C. hotel in a last-ditch effort to stop construction of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Participants in today's event say the protests against KXL have been successful, even if it gets built, because they've called attention to the issue of American Indian sovereignty. A federal judge this week declined to halt construction of the final section of the $3.8 billion Keystone XL pipeline, or Dakota Access Pipeline, meaning oil could begin flowing through it as early as next week. In the Class A girls state basketball tournament in the consolation bracket earlier today, Madison and Hamlin were winners. In Class B, New Underwood and Parker won their games. Tonight at 6 o'clock, St. Thomas More takes on Webster area, so the game just underway on SDPB 1 television. That game is followed by Vermilion taking on Lennox in a DAC 12 matchup. In Class B, being played in Huron on SDPB 3 TV, Warner plays Sanborn Central Woonsocket right now, and Sully Buttes takes on Ethan. You can also go to sdpb.org/basketball for more.